Hello, I'm Dominic Cavendish. I'm sitting in the West Yorkshire Playhouse with Ian Brown, who's the artistic director. We are speaking one day after it was announced in the national news that the suicide bombers, as they've been revealed to be, on the London Underground were from Leeds, or at least seemed to come from Leeds. The area, certain areas of Leeds were sealed off yesterday, houses were raided, there are armed police today at the main line station, and trying to make sense of all that, I think, is up for grabs for many people. But above all, I think Ian Brown has got a particular perspective on this. You have an overview of the city, you have an overview of its needs and its people. Mm-hmm. What's your first response to the news yesterday, sort of above and beyond the actual attacks of last week?
Well, I am first of all surprised. I mean, when I heard that houses had been raided in Leeds yesterday, that was a surprise to me. And then as the news went on yesterday and I realised that actually the bombers seemed to have come from Leeds and been brought up here and educated here and had made all those decisions and had been feeling that way, that seems to have come as a complete shock, not just to me, but to all sorts of other people too. Leeds is not unlike a lot of other cities in Britain, in terms of, particularly in the north of England, where, you know, that there are quite large areas, quite sort of small areas of diversity, if you like, black and Asian communities, and they tend to be really, to a man and a woman, really quite poor working class communities. Poverty is quite visible, I would say. And a particular area where certainly two of them seem to have come from, you know, is a tough estate attached to an area of housing which is very close together, tightly packed together houses, and a real melting pot area. It's also a big student area too. Now, I go into this area quite often. It's very near to where I live, so I do go down there. It's quite a peaceful place. The actual back-to-back area of the city, the older bit of the city, has always struck me as being quite peaceful. What you'd expect, multiracial, quite sort of energetic kids. I go to the sometimes visit the local school where a lot of them attend. It's a very rough and tumble school, but there's a lot of good people there and a lot of good kids. But you can see that, you know, there's a sort of lack of education and prospects for some of these kids, and you could see that perhaps this is going to lead to some kind of trouble, but not the kind of trouble where people are going to kind of blow themselves up in the capital. So there's a lot of surprise, I think, and it seems to me that probably this is going to be a real wake-up call, not just for Leeds, but for other cities around the country, where actually perhaps we need to be doing more. And, for example, the school that is closest, the schools that are closest, they need better resources. They need more money going into them. They should be prioritised. I think for too long, I think, communities, the poorer communities, have been at the kind of sharp end of all the kind of things that have been thrown at it. So you get large numbers of immigrant groups coming, settling, not having good infrastructure, having a housing stock which is not really the best, having streets that aren't cleaned properly, and, you know, there's just a lack of investment in those areas, and you can feel it. And I think that ultimately is going to make you feel quite downtrodden. And although you're not far from the city centre and the train station and the whole rest of the world, I think you could probably feel quite alienated down there.
So we're talking about an area that you said is not far at all, really, from the West Yorkshire Playhouse. What's your sense of that group, that area, even as an audience for the West Yorkshire Playhouse? Are there people primarily who don't go to the theatre and don't come here? Have you tried in the past to find out whether they could come here?
I don't think they'll come on their own. I think that's very, very idealistic to think they'll come on their own. But they will engage in arts activities through their schools and through organisations. And so some of them could come. I think probably, I mean, obviously it's the Asian community there and the Afro-Caribbean population there probably would find it, you know, quite a stretch to think about But I just don't think it would enter their heads, really, to think that they could come here and see something and feel comfortable. And I you know, I think that would be the same for just about any theatre. I'm being totally honest here. But I think we can reach them through lots of the ways we have of reaching young people through the education system. And I think that the provision of arts activities through the schools, through after-school activities, through community groups, you know, it's definitely something that we should be thinking about to get people talking, to get people sort of talking about some of the issues. And I also think that the council and the government who fund the councils have just got to start investing in some of these poor areas in a serious way, actually.
But there's a lot of lip service paid, and almost especially by this government, to the cohesive value of culture, to the, you know, the importance of art as a way of you know, educating and almost, you know, in a way ennobling people. It's a kind of seen as a very positive, vital part of the whole kind of governmental package, really. But I mean, do you think that? I mean, clearly it can seem quite kind of overly high-minded to sort of reach out immediately and start saying, well, what can theatre do about this kind of situation? It's a huge problem, clearly. But what, I mean, do you think theatre has a very distinct role in terms of gathering together disparate communities, or at least offering through the work that it presents solutions, or at least debates about the problems that those cities are, or this city in particular, is confronting? Do you think it has a special and especially important role?
You know, part of what we do is put on plays for people to come and see, and some of the audience that we try and attract are young people, and that is through schools, really, because they'll come in a group. They probably won't come on their own. You know, young people tend not to go to theatres on their own. It's a kind of adult activity, I think. So you can obviously get quite rough, tough kids into the theatre through their schools. So that's one aspect. But I think a theatre like the West Yorkshire Playhouse, you know, takes very seriously the kind of educational aspects of running a theatre and the community kind of work that it does through schools and providing activities after school and enabling people to experience the arts, whether that's music, dance, or drama, by having good contacts with particular schools and making sure that those kids come in and use the building. And so we have a lot of kids coming here over a 12-month period who come and perform on our stage, who come and do talent shows, who come and show what they've been doing when they've been working with dance or music or drama. So we're definitely doing some of this. It's an area of work which really, I think, could be expanded. And I think the more alienated kids, and this is something that I've had in my head, and we're trying to do something about. We lack a sort of, here for example, we lack a sort of dedicated space that I could say, you know, every Monday there's an afternoon where kids can come and do drama. There are a lot of alienated kids who don't go to school and don't get anything out of school, and I have wanted us to be involved in trying to find a way of turning some of those kids around and helping, you know, motivate kids who seem to have lost all their will and energy to do well at school, or to start learning, or to realise that, you know, you need the tools to kind of, you know, to read, write, think, imagine, and do well and flourish. And I'm sure that the arts can be part of that, but I do think there needs to be some serious coordination and money that might go into that. And I personally think that for the kids that we're talking about, this kind of the kids that come out of the melting pot inner city areas that these bombers have come out of, the secondary system is a complete waste of time. The way it's formulated, these kids need smaller groups. They need dedicated teachers who they know stay with them all day. They need a lot of security around them, and they need a lot of opportunities to really make their mark and feel confident. And the secondary system does everything to undermine that, I think. And I think maybe the government has to get real about poor inner city schools and find another way of running them, because I think the teachers in particular school that I'm talking about, I think they work really, really hard, but they're under-resourced, and they're trying to operate a system that I think is doomed to fail in a way, and they're run ragged, and they're not providing ultimately the best opportunity.
Well, you talked eloquently there about how, in a way, theatre. But sort of the performing arts could be integrated better. It could be enhanced in a way that would cause self-expression and self-improvement, maybe self-betterment at least, to flourish more amongst these children. Of course, the children that you're referring to aren't necessarily either Asian or Afro-Caribbean or whatever. I mean, there's a whole range of white kids who feel excluded and alienated. One can easily discern as well. But I mean, at another level, I mean, do you think that at this particular time, I mean, you know, post 9/11, post this recent spate of attacks in London, do you think that it's incumbent on you to tackle some of the bigger themes that are emerging, the kind of themes that we read about quite constantly in, you know, the opinion pages of newspapers about kind of cultural clashes, particular religious ideologies? I mean, do you think that there are opportunities here for a kind of a reasoned and reasonable debate to exist on a public stage in a place like Leeds, where anxieties, concerns, resentments can be explored? I mean, do you think that new writing can be a way of tapping into some of the issues here?
I think there's a group of people now who are so they feel so victimized, I think, by the treatment of particularly, I suppose, the Arab world, if you like, and in particular sort of the way that they see that Muslims are treated worldwide, that I don't think anything is going to necessarily stem that tide unless the government is seen to actually really change its policies. And I used to think, well, maybe if you could sort out the Palestine problem, that would go a long way. But I think now what's happened in Iraq, we've kind of let a kind of wild animal loose, and I don't really know where that's going to end up, actually. And so there's part of me that is quite frightened, really, as to the extremism that it seems to have bred. And these guys have obviously become very extreme in their views, and there is definitely that's here in this country, in our community, and how we sort of stop them going down that path, I have no idea. And I think we need to start talking about it, really, and maybe the G8 should have been talking about some of those things as well as all the other things they were trying to sort out as well.
There were riots at Birmingham last year which suggested, as it were, that there were kind of flashpoints where emerging writers from fairly recent ethnic immigrant communities We're trying to deal with some of the issues that concern the most, and that in a sense those flashpoints were giving a signal that the theatre community as a wider whole should be supporting younger voices, perhaps in talking about their own experiences, talking about their own lives. I don't know whether you think that in a way there's an opportunity here to go out into those communities and say, well, if you are feeling disempowered or disenfranchised or denied a voice, that this is one platform you can have in which those feelings can be expressed? Or do you, I mean,
I'd be very nervous at the moment of any kind of writing, for example, that was inflammatory. I think it's really easy to inflame people's feelings about lots of different issues, and religion is definitely one of them. And talking about the differences between, I think the Muslim community, for example, has to try and sort itself out a little bit more, and people are sort of standing up and saying, you know, this is wrong, and that's probably quite helpful, but that isn't going to make this younger radical element sort of toe the line, and I'm not sure that theatres really are ultimately equipped to deal with the public order that arises from a lot of people getting very inflamed about issues being put on a stage. I mean, I think you could really stir things up very easily. I mean, I'm just very fearful at the moment. I think, you know, it's very hot weather. It's you know, there's not much water around. The thing could just catch fire very easily around here, and that's going to be very unhelpful, because I think what shocked me when I, you know, there was a petrol bombing at the weekend and on a mosque in Leeds, and my initial reaction was that, you know, this is a fairly peaceful place. We do coexist quite well with each other. There's an acceptance of the multiracial nature of the world we live in, and for the most part, it's pretty good. And I was sort of shocked, but it's clear that, you know, on the far right and the far radical side of young Muslims, that there could be a lot of trouble. Could be civil war, and I would hate that to happen. It would just really destroy places like a city like Leeds, which has not really got the resources to deal with these problems. You know, it's underfunded. City council is desperately short of money, and
in a way, interestingly, post-war British theatre has rather sort of turned its back on, as it were, religious questions. It's not, you know, it's not something that we ponder very much on our national stages. I mean, the Christian faith, dominant Christian faith, is not, with a few notable exceptions, regularly explored. I mean, do you think that faith, matters of faith, an education about kinds of faith, stories of those faiths, can be something that theatre should look at?
I mean, I've written to the leader of the council today to say that I think there needs to be a meeting of a lot of people in Leeds who are working in the arts, in social services, in education, and we all need to get together and see what we can do, because I think we need to see. I think the stone has now been lifted on something that didn't seem to be there. We now know that there's something going on that we had no idea was there before, and so we're in a totally different set of circumstances now, and we know that radicalism of the most extreme kind, which, you know, I think suicide bombing is probably the most extreme example of terrorism that we, you know, it's so alien to our way of thinking, and to think that those kids could become suicide bombers and have grown up here, that's really, really worrying. So I think we're in a different scenario now, and I think we're going to have to all work together, government, council, and us as arts providers too, because, you know, I know that seeing kids succeed at something, to learn how to play something, to dance, to get confidence to talk or to write, that does do a lot of good to a lot of people, and more people probably need to have the experience of that. So the arts can play a part, but it's not, you know, I don't think we've got the magic bullet, if you like. But it does probably require all of us to try and start working together, and the faith groups as well. And religion's now become a much more current issue. And what worries me is plays can easily inflame, and that doesn't do any good either, because putting out the flames is sometimes very, very difficult.
Where does that leave the idea of freedom of speech? I mean, do you think that actually what one is entering into is a period of necessary caution as far as the arts are concerned, that, you know, because there are many voices on the left and also on the right who insist that, you know, what we are defending in effect is the right to say things that people will find insulting or offensive, and, you know, to pull back from that now is to see ground, too much ground to those who have no interest in liberty or democracy. I mean, do you think there is a, it's going to be a difficult time to negotiate for those very reasons, that something is at stake here?
I think I would urge caution, really. I think to you know, as I say, to stir things up is so easy. You can do that in a minute, and this what has happened is, hopefully, we don't know yet, but hopefully a very, very small group of people, you know, it's very extreme end of it. My hope is that that's not going to sort of escalate, and people will see that these people were very extreme, they had very extreme views, they went down the wrong path. We'll all condemn them for whatever faith we are, and let's hope that that hasn't spread too far. And if it is spreading too far, then we've got to, all of us, really think about how to keep things quite stable and calm, because for it to get out of hand, and for the rights for the BNP, for example, to start using this in a very destructive way, would be very, very unhelpful. We still need to live in harmony with each other, and I think that can happen. I think it has already been happening, but there's clearly something else going on that is a bit of a surprise.
Ian Brown, thank you very much indeed.